Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, here's the Sandman.
Hey, listeners. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. We got a special event for you today. I'm down here live at the Long Beach Grand Prix down here in Long Beach, and we are racing today to file your taxes in time before next Tuesday. I've got a great show for you. For those of you joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We are out of Orange County this morning, and so if you have a tax question, maybe something's been on your mind, you're not sure if you can get that extension or how to even get an extension, should you pay your taxes right now, even if you're not ready to file? All great questions. The number to call to get those questions answered right now, you can call my team, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Or if you don't want to call in, you can always tweet your question to me any time of day at PYA Radio. That's PYA Radio anytime you want. We are living in a new era now. The tax law has changed, and this is quite possibly the biggest changes you're going to see to your taxes in 30 years. So let me ask you a question right now. Are you taking full advantage of the tax rules as they exist right now as you're preparing your tax return? How do you take advantage of all the opportunities now that are available in this new tax code for the next year? It seems that any time there's sweeping change to tax laws, everyone goes into a frenzy. People are confused. How do you navigate all the new rules and not get hurt? Well, stay tuned today as I help you decode and decipher what you can and can't do right now when it comes to your taxes. This is one episode right before the end of tax season here that you don't want to miss out on. So keep it right here. Now let's get started. This was another volatile week on Wall Street. We certainly had all kinds of events occur. The market acted typically with these sort of news stories. Monday, we had a 400-point rally on the Dow until the New York Times article came out about the FBI raid on President Trump's attorney's office. And then the rally shortly fizzled thereafter. Tuesday, President of China came out and said that he was going to be reducing taxes on imported vehicles. And the market really liked that. The Dow finished up 428 points. NASDAQ was up 143, and the S&P was up 43. Friday, markets finished the week up. So we had the Dow up 1.79, S&P up 1.99, NASDAQ up 2.77. But as we all know, last night after the market was long closed, we hit Syria. Now, Syria is going to have some sort of an impact on the market on Monday. I just have a really strong feeling about that. So be prepared for more of this volatility as it works its way through your portfolio. The economy is looking pretty good. This week we had some good indications come out. We talked about that last week. Some things to look out for, particularly with earnings. Now, this is what should drive markets. When you have strong earnings coming out, you have analyst expectations being met or exceeded, stock prices should continue to go up. And this past week, as earnings season kicked off, we've been talking about this a long time. The weeks last week saw Chase, Citibank, and Wells Fargo, to name some names, and they all kicked off the week with a bang. all beat analyst expectations. They were attributing it to lower taxes, higher interest rates, which helped their spreads and their margins. And also what helped the trading desk, this was so interesting, was the February volatility. Remember, we had that huge 1,000-point drop. We had all the volatility we've seen. Well, people are trading stocks, and that makes money for the desk, the trading desk. So a couple notable trade desks had some pretty good volume, some pretty good revenue shown with the banks as they were reporting their revenue. So keep an eye out for that, because volatility helps, obviously, when it comes to commissions or charges they charge on top of the shares you trade. That's just part of the business. The producer price index, remember we talked about that? That talks about inflation. It shows a sign of inflation, sometimes something we look at to see what the future holds for the market. So the PPI was up 0.3%, and this was due to a rise in food prices. And so the Fed will be continuing to look at this, because this is a sign that inflation is slowly starting to creep up, which again is positive, but that's something that they're looking for to keep raising rates. This week, we also saw the price of oil hit a three-year high, $67.29 a barrel. Now, this will have certainly some more implications with these missile strikes that keep happening. So expect your oil stocks and anything related to energy to be a decent place to look at. Also, we're interested right now in technology, with analysts expecting earnings to be up 18.4% overall from last year in the S&P 500. This is strong. So technology stocks should benefit from the weaker dollar and strong global growth. Financials should continue to go higher as interest rates rise, as the tax benefits start to set in with people. And certainly with this volatility, that's going to continue to drive financials. And of course, energy, I already talked about that. Now, I want to talk to you this morning about a special issue that we talk about here every now and then. But I saw this past week, and I wanted to bring you up to speed on this, because I think it's important. It has to do with your children. What I wanted to know is, how do you talk to your kids about money? This is something that a listener had asked me about, and it was a great question. And so I wanted to know some help, some tips I could give you to bring up with your children as you talk about money. First question is, when should you start to talk to your kids about money? When's a good time to start the conversation? Well, it turns out that roughly the age of 14 is a good age to start talking to them about the things that I'm going to go over with you right now. First, I was surprised to find out that most kids aren't getting this type of education in school. Right now, get this, there's only 17 states in the country right now that require high school students to take one personal financial class before they graduate. Now, California is not one of those states. So most high school students right now are not getting these basic information that I'm about to pass on to you. So it's important that if you have a high schooler or you have someone who's in middle school that's sophisticated and can understand some of these basic concepts, you as a parent, it's your job to sit down with them and to go over these topics and make sure they have a basic understanding of them, because I'll tell you what, the help that you're going to bring them is tremendous. So first of all, help your kids create a budget. I know this sounds difficult because we just usually give them money, or they go out and they work for money and they just spend it on the first thing that catches their eye. That's just the way the marketing's now drilled at them through social media. So one thing you can do is help them prioritize what's really important to them. If they see that new pair of sneakers and they say, I want that pair of sneakers, well, create a budget for that. Don't necessarily wait till you get your paycheck next week and go out and blow it all on one purchase. That tends to facilitate that sort of thinking, right? Make a lot of money or make a big sum of money and go out and just spend it on one item. That's not a good idea. If they're saving for a pair of shoes and it's going to say take two or three or four paychecks, build in other things they could be saving for in that payment. So for instance, if their shoes are $150 and their weekly allowance or paycheck comes out to $50, $75, have them set aside $25 or $30 towards those sneakers. And then with the other funds, think about these other things. Explain to them the need to have an emergency cash fund. Most kids don't have anything like this. Most adults don't have anything like this. See the similarity? So teach your kids about what an emergency fund's all about. You never know what's going to come around the corner and what's going to happen. You may get fired. You may get sick. You may want to lose your job. You may want to leave your job. You're not happy. So all these things can happen to you. So if you have an emergency fund, we usually recommend that they have 4 to 6 months of what their earnings are each month in some sort of a safe liquid account earning some interest. And that's just a way that you could tap cash if you have a problem. Teach them that habit early on, because most kids have no idea about what that's all about and what it means. Next, have your kids start saving for college. I know a lot of parents, I hear this all the time, it's my responsibility. Well, okay, but have your kids buy into some of that. If you want them to succeed, if you want them to do well, you have to encourage them to think positively about their education experience. What a better way than to put some of their own skin in the game, so to speak. So what I would recommend is have them start saving, again, in another type of bank account, some sort of a college fund, and start the conversation. It's never too early for you to start the conversation. Remember that. Keep it tuned right here, because when I come back, I'm going to discuss what's happening right now to your deductions, particularly your state taxes under these new laws. We're racing again. We're here at Long Beach Grand Prix, racing to file your taxes by Tuesday. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Follow David on Twitter and tweet him a question. Just go to @PYARadio. That's @PYARadio. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. As an investor, you absolutely need to know about all of your fees. Learn what they are and how to potentially reduce your fees by calling the Liberty Group for a no-obligation investment fee analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. To set up your personal appointment, that's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. This morning we are out at the Long Beach Grand Prix here in Orange County, California. Hearing the Indy cars go by. They sound so great. If you like the Indy cars, tomorrow will be the race down here in Long Beach. The qualifying will be today, so it'll be an exciting time when people get out there and try and get their best lap time in. So we're using that theme right now because your taxes are due, as you know, on Tuesday. So today we're racing to file your taxes in time. And this tax reform has been touted as a huge game changer for most Americans. And the question is it going to deliver? Could these new tax laws be loaded with surprises that could impact your bank account? Right now it seems that when there's a tax change, people get confused and they don't know what to do. So one thing we can do is look at these new laws and see how they're different than what you need to be thinking about right now. Because as you're going through this process right now, you should be preparing for next year. And you should start building those habits now, so next year when it rolls around, you're in good shape. So next year, what's going on? Well, there's a bigger standard deduction, and you're going to lose all those exemptions that you've been taking right now. So the new tax law has doubled the standard deduction to $12,000 on a single return and $18,000 for a head of household, $24,000 on a joint return. And this is up from, as you can see now, the $6,350 or $9,350. And most people are thinking that the bulking up of the standard deduction will let more than 30 million people avoid the hassle of itemizing your returns. And maybe that's something you're going through right now and you just are wondering, how do you do that better? Under the present law, individuals who are age 65 or older and folks who are blind get even a higher standard deduction. So two 65-year-olds file a joint return, for example, they're going to add $2,500 to the $24,000 standard deduction. And the individual who's age 65 or older is going to add an additional $1,550, bringing their standard deduction to $13,550. So this is something that's going to change next year. And as you go through your taxes now, think about that. Think about how you're deducting things right now and how you're going to lose that next year and get a higher standard deduction. So does it make sense for you to start thinking about this a little bit differently? Here are the 2017 tax brackets. And I want to talk to you this morning about how they differ from 2018, particularly as you get ready to file on Tuesday. So first of all, if you are a single person, and I'm going to focus on a couple different tax areas here, and say you're making up to $91,900, 2017, your federal tax rate is 25%. So for every dollar between $37,951 to $91,900, you're going to pay 25% federal tax on those income dollars. Now, next year, they've changed it. So all the income is going to come this year in 2018. Again, not for what you're filing on Tuesday, but what you're filing next year. The taxable income bracket has from $38,701, so it's a little slightly higher, to $82,500, so a little lower, is now 22%. So you're saving 3%. But here's where it gets interesting. For those folks making, and a lot in the Bay Area are making between $91,900 to $191,650, that's 28% currently. Next year, it's going to drop to 24% from $82,501 to $157,500. So what's getting interesting is that that middle bracket is quite extensive. It's quite, I'd say, generous to those who are planning properly when it comes to your taxes. Same for the joint filers. Joint filers, $75,901 to $153,000, $100,000, 25%. Next year, $77,401 to $165,000 is 22%. So again, you see the 3% break. And then again, on the next bracket, it's 4% break once again. So why I'm encouraging you to think about this is as you're preparing your taxes right now and you're looking at the bottom line of what your taxable income has been, think about how next year you would do that a little differently. Or in particular, if there's a little bit of room. So as you're preparing your taxes right now, and let's say that you're a joint filer, you have about $140,000 of income, but you could go up to $153,100. That gives you another $13,000 that you could be doing something with. Like what? Well, maybe you do an IRA distribution right now. You take money out of your IRA. You know that the tax on that federally will be 25% because you see that you've got that sort of margin, about $13,000 between what you've earned and what's left. Maybe you take that $13,000, you convert it to a Roth IRA. Well, I thought I couldn't do a Roth IRA if I made a certain amount of money. That's true, but you can do a conversion. So now knowing that you're going to pay 25% federal, you might say that makes sense. I'll do that this year. But if you think next year you're going to make a little bit less income and you could take out the same amount and only pay 22%, well, you just save yourself 3% in taxes federally. So that's a pretty good deal. And that's the way you should be thinking about this stuff right now. Now, the other areas that are changing slightly that you want to be thinking about as you prepare your taxes is the deduction for state and local taxes. Now, one of the most valuable tax deductions allowed for individuals is the write-off for what you pay in state and local income, sales, and property taxes. Now, this is getting squeezed, and this is a big deal, particularly for us here in California. Right now, make sure you take full advantage of the property tax deduction because starting in 2018, right now, the law has been set at $10,000 on how much you can deduct off your state and local taxes you pay. So a plan to limit the write-off to your property taxes was scrapped, and now all you have is this $10,000 cap. So for a lot of you, if you make your payment, say, in April 10th for your property, and then you make the second payment in December, you should have made both payments, hopefully, for your state taxes before December last year. Because if you did that, then you can take the full write-off. If you split it up, then remember, you're going to be capped at $10,000 only, and that is lower. So that will affect the way that you get your better deduction or lower taxes next year. Now, the other thing, which is super important, is despite all kinds of efforts to eliminate the deduction for medical expenses. This new law is more generous than the old one. So here's how it works now if you're deducting medical expenses. And a lot of people I find out there have quite a bit of medical expenses and don't really understand how they can take a deduction for it. Therefore, they're not using it. And so under the old rules, medical expenses are deductible only to the extent they exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. So if last year in 2017, let's say you had some extra medical expenses for long-term care or for a skilled nursing facility, maybe hospital bills, those can be written off if they exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. Now that's going to change this year. And so as you start putting together your receipts, the threshold has now dropped to 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. In 2019, the 10% threshold is going to come back. So 2018, this year right now, this is your opportunity to take advantage of this break, if you will. It's a, you know, it's a 2.5% break. And that, again, translates to more money in your pocket if you do this well. Now, tax planning, as you can tell, this is not simple. And you've got a few more days here, so that's why we're helping you out this morning. It's confusing. You're probably sitting down there right now, maybe with your TurboTax, and you're trying to figure out how to do this. The deeper you get into that program, it can become more complicated, particularly when they start asking detailed questions about some of the deductions you're trying to take. Maybe you don't know if you should do it or not. There's no answer there. So that's why it makes a lot of sense right now to pick up the phone and talk to one of our team members who looks at these sort of tax decisions every day. In our office right now, we have a CPA. We have 4 estate planning attorneys, and there's 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you through times like this. Think about it. I'm at the racetrack right now. We're looking at Indy cars coming in. All of a sudden, 8 or 9 guys jump out, and gals, jump off the side of the wall there, throw tires on, fill the car up, and get it out on the field. That's what we do. So think about it this way for tax time. You're racing to finish the race for your tax filing. You need help. You need a team to jump in there and help you out. Call our team. We can help you take advantage of all the little nuances that are out there. Get that quicker lap time. You're going to learn what precise steps you can take right now to turn in that fastest lap. Get your questions answered. If you saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even a bank account, just add it all up. And if you're over $250,000, pick up the phone right now. And here's what we'll do. For the first 10 callers right now, you can have your very own smart moves you should be making right now to take advantage of this historic tax law change. We'll go ahead and talk to you about that, but go ahead and you got to give us a call. So pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to call to get some assistance right now is 888-588-5818. Reduce your tax liability. What are you waiting for? Get more money back. Keep what more of what you've earned. Dial this number. 888-5, there it goes. The phones are lighting up. 888-588-5818. Call right now. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. If you own real estate or a business, you're not going to want to miss out on the discussion we're going to talk about next. And what are those things should you be doing right now? What last minute tax tips can I give you before it's too late? Keep it right here because we're going to talk about it. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The lines are open to the first 10 callers. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to get your free retirement master plan. That's 888-588-5818. Economy economy burst your bubble. Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We are live here at the Long Beach Grand Prix. We're watching the Indy cars race around, and we thought, hey, it'd be a great time to talk about racing to file your taxes, which are due, you know, next Tuesday. Make sure you get that filed. But what sort of last-minute tax tips are there out there that you should be thinking about right now? And as you race to file your taxes, what should you be doing? Well, we got a great show for you today. We've been talking about the new tax laws and how they compare to the old tax laws, which you're currently dealing with if you're sitting at your computer trying to figure out what to do. And we've been asking the question, has this new tax law been all that it's cracked up to be? Are there surprises that could impact your bank account? Anytime there's a big tax change in the world, it seems like everybody goes crazy just trying to figure out what's the right rule. And right now you might be super confused because you don't know if it's this year's tax rules or last year's tax rules, which you should be thinking about, particularly when the media has all kinds of information out there for you. So today we're trying to make it a little bit clearer for you as you race for the finish line and try and score that winning pole position today on qualifying, or tomorrow, win in first place and take the race, get the prize. Of course, that's what we're all after. So here we go. Be prepared to take advantage of all that this new tax bill has to offer. Right now, you should be thinking about if you have a business or you manage real estate, you might be thinking about how can you get a better tax rate going forward next year. Well, one of the best things you can do is set up an LLC. LLCs limit your liability, and they also, under this new tax bill, let you take a 20% deduction off your income. So it's a great way to immediately get a benefit from this new tax bill. And if you're not doing it, then you're simply going to miss out. These things are complicated, and if you don't take advantage of them, you're out. Now, what other little last minute tax tips can you think about as you go into filing your 2017 return? Remember, again, that is due on Tuesday. So if you're not ready and you're not able to pay your taxes on time, here's what I suggest you do. Make sure you go ahead and file that return anyway. You can get an extension, but you are not allowed. This is a lot of people make mistakes on this. You're not allowed an extension to pay what you owe. So pay up anything you can right now. And if you owe more and you just don't have the money, here's some options you can take advantage of. You can set up a payment agreement with the IRS. You can also apply for installment plan. Now, how does this work? If you're going to do a payment agreement, you want to contact them now and pay this money off within 120 days. So maybe you have something coming up that you know you're going to get a bonus or some sort of a sale, something's happening. Again, with this payment agreement with the IRS, you could push that out over a 120-day period. Now, the other option you have is what's known as an installment plan. You can apply for an installment plan with the IRS. Go to their website. You'll see the phrase installment plan. There's an application. Go ahead and do that there. If you need help, again, you can call our team. But if it's more than 120 days, you know, you just don't kind of have the money in the next 120 days, but maybe you'll have it after that for some particular reason, then go ahead and apply for that installment plan if it's going to be over 120 days to when you can pay it. Another idea, which I don't always recommend, but if you have to do it, you have to do it. You can pay your taxes with your credit card. Remember, interest rates could be higher than what's normal, but if you need to get this done, there are taxes and penalties that are assessed on what you owe. So don't make the double mistake. If your credit card turns out to be a better deal for you when you're comparing the rates and the penalties, then do what's the best thing for you. Now, many mistakes are made on this, and I want to talk about this. You can do an amended return. Now, if you made a mistake on your tax return, say last year, and we see this happen a lot. In our office, we have Mark Dinkle. He's a CPA, MBA. He looks at people's taxes all the time, and sometimes he looks at previous returns, and he sees that people made mistakes and that they're actually owed money. So what you can do is what's called an amended return. Now, the form you want to get to file that is form 1040X. That's right. You heard me right. Like X-ray, 1040X to do an amended return. Now, what are the rules around that if you made a mistake or you think that you're owed more money? You have 3 years. So 3 years from when you originally filed that return to go ahead and amend your return and make that mistake whole again, if you made a mistake and you forgot, or if you didn't know any better and you're actually owed some money back, and maybe my team found this for you, you can go ahead and request that extra money that they owe you. Again, this is through the process of the amended return. And you have 3 years after your original tax year to do this. If you wait too long, if you wait 5 or 6 years, then you're out of luck. So make sure you take advantage of that. Particularly if it's been the last 3 years. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know if there's anything that's better that you could be doing or that you've done in the past. Well, again, you've got 3 years, so go back 3 years. You can certainly have our team take a look at the previous 3 years' returns and see if there's something that could have been done better. Now, this is important. You have to mail this particular amended return in paper. It has to go back to the IRS in paper. They don't have the ability to do the e-filing like you're probably doing right now with your return that is going to be due next Tuesday. Again, this morning we've been talking about what sort of things you should be thinking about before next Tuesday's deadline and what are the difference and changes that are out there and what should you be concerned about. One of the big areas I talked about in the last segment had to do with the difference in the interest. The federal tax rates and the changes. And so one area to really think about right now, and I get a lot of people asking this question about their RMDs, their required minimum distribution. A lot of people are starting to think about that in a different term. You could be 62 years old right now and you should be thinking about your RMD. I know what you're saying. What did he just say? 62 years old and I should be thinking about my RMD? Let me grab something here. If you're in a particular tax bracket, and let's say that you have some room, this is what I mean right now. Let me pick on a joint couple right now. Let's say that I've got somebody who currently has shown their return, and right now they're at, let's say, $170,000 of income combined. You have up to $233,350 under the 2017 numbers to carry forward. What I mean by that is you've got roughly about $63,000 of additional income that you could show and pay 28% on that. Now, why that may make sense this year is perhaps next year looks the same in terms of income as it did for 17. And as you know, the federal tax rates for 2018 in this tax bracket have dropped to 24%. So it's $165,000 to $315,000, which is a little more. So if you're thinking about doing Roth conversions, one way to lock in a 28% federal tax on that distribution now would be to use that $63,000 that I was just talking about. You could take that distribution out of an IRA or retirement account, convert that into a Roth, pay your tax on that $63,000 distribution at 28% because you've dialed that in to the highest level of that bracket. And now that's the tax that you would pay on that going forward. What's a great way to look at this is look out 5, 6, 7, 10 years and see if you are taking the same sort of RMDs in connection with your Social Security. Maybe you have a pension. Maybe you have rents. As you add all those together, that number could be growing over the next 5 to 10 years, and you'll actually be paying more taxes once your RMD hits you when you're 70 and a half. So don't create this powder keg out there that could really wreck your financial life. As you know, this new tax law is going to go away in about 7 years. Once that's over, we don't know what Congress is going to do. And if they decide to raise taxes higher, and then at that time you're coordinating with your 70 and a half RMD, you could be facing much higher tax rates. We don't know that, but one way to know what you're going to pay is to pay what you know you're going to pay. So right now, if you can dial yourself in, say, to that 25% bracket or that 28% bracket, squeeze out that extra little bit of money to get yourself within that. And then, as I was talking about earlier, make sure you know what the new brackets are. In 2018, they've been lowered, and the tax rates have gone down, in some cases up to 4%. So there's some pretty decent breaks there if you know how to tap them and use that. And I really encourage you to take advantage of that right now while you are thinking about your tax return, because right now is the time to take the distribution. Now, this is complicated. You may be saying, what the heck? How do I do this? I don't really get it. Folks, that's why it makes so much sense right now. If you're competing in this race today, I'm watching the cars go around here at the Long Beach Grand Prix. It's super exciting, by the way. I love the sounds of the motors. But it makes so much sense to get professionals on your team to help you change these tires, help you diagnose the information that's coming through on the computer. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 4 estate planning attorneys. We have financial advisors who work together as a team to help you through these types of decisions you have to make right now. Tuesday is the date. So we can help you get in front of this tax law right now and help you protect your assets with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn what steps you should take right now to make the most out of this new tax law change for 2018. What should you be doing? What choices should you be making right now? Get your questions answered. It's so easy. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, savings account, anything, go ahead and just add it together right now. Pick up the phone for the first 10 callers this morning. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to design for you your own personalized, this is personalized for you, have your own racing stripes on it, Protect Your Assets Life Plan, created just for you at no charge, but you have to call us right now, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone. My team is sitting in Oakland right now on the phones. I'm down here having fun, but they're up there wanting to talk to you and help you out. Give them a call, 888-588-5818, and have them help you. John D. Rockefeller said it best, the surest way to accumulate wealth is to not pay tax on income you're not using. Ask yourself this, are you spending all the income you're making on your investments? If not, what's a way to use that new tax code to help you accumulate more money? I'm going to share that with you when I come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The lines are open to the first 10 callers. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to get your free retirement master plan. That's 888-588-5818. Back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoy the race car sounds. This morning, I'm down at the Long Beach Grand Prix down here in Orange County, watching all the IndyCar drivers race around the streets here in Long Beach. It's so exciting. I love the noise, and so we've been trying to give you some of the sounds as they fire up the motor and take off down the straightaway. They make these great noises. Indy is such a great series to be watching. It's so much, I think, more, let's say, United States of America as opposed to Formula One. Don't get me wrong, Formula One's pretty cool, but it's so Euro, and this is so American. So if you're into America and you want to see a great piece of intellectual technology and talent, you get down here to the Long Beach Grand Prix. We're talking about racing to file your taxes, because they are due next Tuesday, and one great way to get help is to come to one of our workshops. We're going to be doing one in Santa Clara on May 10th. Again, that's in Santa Clara on May 10th. Last Thursday night, we were in Berkeley, had a great turnout, had some really great questions. I love doing these events. People come and they ask all kinds of super interesting questions, and the audience really appreciates hearing other people's stories. We had one gentleman who had a family member sell him a particular type of variable annuity, he came to find out during the presentation, and he was sharing his story with the whole audience and what was happening, and people were really interested in hearing about what's going on in other people's lives. So if you want to come out and have some fun, you can always go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, that's libertygroupllc.com, and you can click on the seminar date there for May 10th, sorry, workshop date. And go ahead and register right there. We have seats available right now. You can bring a friend as well. Again, May 10th in Santa Clara. Want to wish a happy birthday to Kathleen Withycombe. Happy birthday, Claire Hawkins. Hope you both have a wonderful birthday. And we've been talking this morning about this tax reform and what sort of things you should be doing right now or thinking about, because you're obviously getting ready to file on Tuesday. Now, one thing I've heard about is this mortgage interest rate, and how is that going to work? So here's what happened. The lawmakers reduced the deductible interest on loans from $1 million down to $750. So as you go do your tax return right now for Tuesday, as you know, when you look at your statement from the bank that shows how much interest you paid, that is deductible. Now, if you had a bigger loan than $1 million, it's not. That's a cap. And you could also deduct for 2017 your home equity line of credit up to $100,000. Now, that's all changing. So start thinking about this going forward for next year and how you're going to do this. Maybe a good time to pay down some of that debt so you get a full benefit on that interest. If your interest rates are getting higher, you have an adjustable, than maybe you're earning in your savings account. I have a lot of people have a lot of cash sitting in the bank earning nothing, but now you're paying 4.5%, 5%, 5.5% interest on this loan that you can no longer deduct. So think about that. Again, this is money you could be putting back into your pocket instead of Uncle Sam's. We've created this episode today for you because I know your taxes are due on Tuesday. Now, at our company, at the Liberty Group, we help our clients by integrating their investments and their taxes. That's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency is the best kind of plan you can have. Do you want an average plan, or do you want the best plan for you? Listen, with the massive new tax law changes, there are over 500 pages in this new code, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. That's why we do this with our clients proactively. Think of it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let it sink in for a moment. You're listening to me right now so you can understand how tax reform could impact your bank account, so you can take advantage of all the new changes in this new tax code. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation, if they aren't asking to review your tax return every year, that should concern you. Because how could your plan be tax efficient if your investment person doesn't understand your tax situation? How can your plan be optimized to take advantage of all the new opportunities that are in this new tax reform if the person that's giving you advice doesn't know your situation? I can tell you, as someone who does this every day, you can't have an investment strategy that's also tax efficient and fully integrated with everything going on in your life without first understanding your tax situation every year. This year is going to be different than next year. So this is the same thing as when you go get a radiologist and they don't have all the information. How can they give you the right sort of advice? If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You can talk to a member. My team, they're sitting in Oakland right now. I'm down here having fun in Long Beach, but they're up there in Oakland. Call them right now, 888-588-5818, and get yourself all that important information that you so desperately need. I want to give a big thanks to the team for putting this show together. You're getting great sound effects. You're getting live action from the Grand Prix here in Long Beach. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the guys and gals back there in the office doing all their work. Thank you guys, because without my team, I'm just another voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.